This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We're dedicating the morning to getting to know our new Prime Minister, Tony Abbott. And somebody who has spent a bit of time with him in their beachside electorates is his state counterpart, New South Wales Treasurer, Mike Baird. Thank you so much for squeezing us in this morning, Mike Baird.
That's a pleasure, Katrina.
Yeah, now we hear that you and Tony Abbott surf together in the Manly area. Is that true or is that just a rumour?
No, it is true, actually. I mean, I've been in this role sort of coming up towards 7 years now, and you know, during that time, he's been a wonderful sort of federal member who has gone out of his way to help me and obviously get to know me. And part of the way we found a good way to get together was to catch up for a surf and coffee. Listen, he only took it up recently, and a few years ago, but like anything, he's taken to it with passion.
Well, I was wondering just how competent a surfer the PM is, you know, and does he share the waves?
Well, he probably shares the waves too much. I wouldn't get a local view. But, like, no, he is competent. I mean, I've had him out in a couple of situations where I thought, well, I don't really know whether Tony should be out here, but out he goes. He charges ahead and he loves it. So, there is absolutely no fear in Tony Abbott. And listen, he just reflects his local community, and it's a big part of the lifestyle down there, and he loves being part of it.
Well, I wonder, has Tony Abbott sort of been a bit of a mentor to you as someone who's a little bit further along in the political game?
Oh, listen, definitely. He's, you know, one of the things that I've found, you know, getting the chance to sit down with him is that the more you get to know him, the more impressive he is. He is genuine, he's compassionate, he's considered. He's tough, he's resilient, and, you know, all of those sort of things as a leader is something that you need and something you aspire to. So, no, I certainly have appreciated spending time with him, learning from him, and listen, in any political life and almost any business life, you're going to have ups and downs, and at some of the lowest points that I've had, one of the first phone calls I have had has been from Tony. So, you know, he takes his time to look after those that he knows, and certainly I've received the benefit of that.
Well, that's a good quality to have in a Prime Minister, I have to say. You're a man of Christian faith, Mike, and like Tony, you're also a family man. So do you sort of connect on how you make faith and politics work and how you balance the demands of politics, you know, with a family?
Oh, I mean, yes. I mean, it's tough. Tony was thinking about becoming a church minister. I think he's gone on towards other things now, obviously. But he and I, and really anyone in politics,
didn't you go down that path yourself, Mike? Didn't you go off and study at theological college just as Tony Abbott did?
I did. Yeah, I did. I went to Regent College over in Vancouver, and that was a fantastic year. And but at the end of that year, I thought, well, maybe it's politics is the place to pursue, and we did that, obviously. But yeah, the balance of family is just incredibly tough. It is undoubtedly the toughest part of the role, and I certainly don't hold myself up as a role model in any way, shape or form. I'm constantly trying to learn and prioritise that, because it remains the key feature.
Yeah, sure. Now, before I let you go, I know you are very busy today, but in your official capacity as the state treasurer, what difference does this federal coalition government make to the people of New South Wales?
Well, I think it's very significant, very, very significant. And a big part of it, it comes down to anything, you know, whether it be business or government. You know, the way to get things done is often through friendship in the sense of relationship. And you know, when I was in the financial services sector, I spent a lot of time getting to know clients and who they were and what made them tick, together with anyone else I was engaged with in a professional context. In this way, I would count myself as a good friend of Tony and a good friend of Joe Hockey. And ultimately what that means is that when we get to the issues that matter for the state, we have a capacity to not wait many months before we get through reams and reams of meetings to discuss those issues that matter. It's a matter of calling up and saying, listen, here is the big issue and this is my perspective on it. Now, we won't always agree, but ultimately I think that relationship, that friendship is going to help on a day-to-day basis in terms of enacting the job as the Treasurer. And the good news is that, you know, they are both very much from New South Wales, but they're also very much from a position that they want to contribute and help state governments, knowing the huge demands we have in terms of revenue and services and the lack of revenue to deliver the services and infrastructure we need, and they've already said on the big projects they are going to make big contributions. So the WestConnex project is a big project for the city, going to transform the city. The former government really didn't commit to it. Tony Abbott has, and that is going to be a big difference to Western City. It's just one example. Together with Pacific Highway, the other one which goes up and down the coast, the Pacific Highway, the former government reduced effectively its contribution. Tony Abbott and Joe Hockney said, no, we are going to increase it. So all of those practical things are going to make a difference. But ultimately, I think the relationship and friendship is going to go a long way.
Okay, Mike. Now, I know you need to get to your next thing, but there were a lot of comments and questions on our Facebook page, and two in particular I just want to share with you. One was from Jen Bolden, who says that you were her fellowship leader at high school back in the day, and she says that we're so blessed to have such a wonderful family involved in politics. And Samantha Archer says, my husband and I had Mike as a youth leader at church too. We pray for him and are thankful he's serving the people of New South Wales as treasurer. But she wants to say this: Matt, my husband, still feels bad about breaking Mike's ribs in a touch footy match. So apologies for Matt. I don't know if you remember that, but
that
I thought
was,
I'd pass it on.
Very, very solid and much more skillful than I was. So, that's very kind. We'll pass on the thanks back to them and really appreciate it. And I think, Katrina, listen, as a country, we are very lucky to have someone like Tony. Listen, put the political badges aside. I've got to know him as a man. And I continue to be impressed by him, and I know that he generally wants to serve this country for exactly the right motivation. So I think it's a good thing you're doing what you're doing this morning. I'm very happy to add in my 2 cents worth.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really do appreciate it.
No worries, Katrina.
That's the New South Wales Treasurer, Mike Baird.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.